Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot. I'm
if you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
Like, loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can even play the whole season. No, no game suspension, none of that. All right?
Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I don't want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
Not here, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. I'm Jackson, here again to talk Carolina Panther football. We got, you know, it's good. We're 2-0. Had a great grinded out victory, but it's a little bittersweet with the announcement that Greg Olsen has gone on IR. Here's Ron Rivera talking about it and his surgery.
Greg had surgery on his foot. Can you confirm that?
Yes, yes. I can confirm it. My understanding things went well, and we'll see from there. I haven't had a chance to talk to RV about anything else other than I just got the text saying that it's gone well.
What kind of conversations are you having about what you do with him on the roster?
Well, we haven't quite had that yet. After we talk to the doctors and to RV, we'll have a better sense as to the amount of time. Right now, it'd be purely speculation, but we're planning on to get together after this and go through this. So we're not there yet.
Have you gotten a chance to speak with Ryan Khalil about his neck?
No, he's probably seeing RV right now, and we'll go from there.
All right. So as we already know, Olsen has been put on IR, announced earlier, and that's a bummer because. The Panthers certainly don't have anyone to replace him that can be Greg Olsen. There's nobody out there that they could get off the wire. Just somebody else is going to have to step up. So the Panthers are 2-0, might be marching to a Super Bowl, but they're going to have to do it without Greg Olsen. And that kind of bums me out. So I'm happy about being 2-0, but you know, hearing about the Olsen thing, it's kind of just sunk in now as this episode kicks off and, again, knowing what happened there. But, but we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Certainly, we're 2-0. I'm pretty sure last week we said it was going to be a tough a tough win. Said if anybody could figure out how to score on the Panthers, it would be Sean McDermott, and he put up 3 points. So, Julius Peppers said it, best defense he's ever played on. And, I'm not quite ready to say it's the best defense I've ever seen. Might be the best Panther defense. We'll see. Need to see a little bit more, face a little more stiffer competition. But I do like what I am seeing. They are playing at a very high level. And, the key is keeping them all together. And consistency. Of course, the game wasn't without its poor performances, shall we say. The offensive line clearly struggled. Both edges, mainly Matt Khalil on the left, but Darrell Williams gave up some pressure, and it was just obvious that they were missing Ryan Khalil, who was kind of a late scratch, unexpected scratch. So, apparently he woke up with his neck had a crick in his neck and then aggravated it and try working it out. That sucks. Because I think we did miss him. And I could just keep rambling because, you know, there's a lot to bitch about. I hate, you know, feeling like I just got to bitch about a victory because I am the kind of guy that's always like in the end, hey, a win's a win. And when you're 15-0 or 16-0, you're looking back, it's just another W and a long list of W's and that you worked your ass off to get. So I did not agree with Rivera going kicking that field goal to go up by 6. It's the same damn thing he did back in, 2013, one of the things he did early in the year that then led to the Riverboat Ron thing. And actually, it may have been against the Bills, wasn't it? We were at the exact same scenario, but in the end, Emmanuel throws a touchdown into the corner, and they win by 1 point. Whereas I'm almost positive with 5 seconds left, they would have just kicked the field goal if, you know, that's all the time they had, tied the game. So this played out exactly like that. And, you know, I know Cam's got a bum nail, but I think Super Cam from the one dive over the top. And I take my chances with that on 4th-and-1 and let him do a Cam special celebration in the end zone. Or they get the ball on the one damn yard line. And like I said, I'm more inclined to just kick a field goal. But... I see I got my old trusty Goose Creek. He's going to turn it around for me here.
Keep rambling.
Am I hitting all your hot buttons?
Nah, man, you're all right.
Well, how are you feeling? You know, I guess obviously we're probably all bummed out about losing Greg Olsen. What's the silver lining?
Well, you know, it's always been next man up, and I hate to see Olsen go, but maybe this will give a couple other guys a chance to show what they can do. Manhurts will be getting a few more catches. Maybe we can see if Ed Dixon really still has a game to play. You know, he's sort of been in the background.
That's what I was
going to
bring up was Dixon, because he apparently – well, you kind of – you're fading out, at least for me you are, GC. I don't know if you're on a...
How's this, better?
Bell or in a bed. That's better. There you are.
But
what was that last
thing? You know, Funchess is going to have some time. And if he was going to get hurt, the timing couldn't have been better for him to go ahead and get the surgery and get on IR and take the time to get better and come back for the end of the season. So, you know, you have to look at the silver lining on that.
There is, I mean, that is possible. Is he eligible to come off, I think, after week 12 or something?
Right. He can come back after week 10. And we have, he might even be able to play week 10, 8 weeks.
Like a medical IR type thing.
Right. And then we have a bye on week 11.
Yeah.
So, even if he doesn't play week 10, I think week 10 is the Jets. Why not wait and let him have the whole 2 weeks, you know, with the team to get ready for the next game on week 12?
Yeah. Well, you know, Ed Dixon went to the coaches and said, you know, don't change the game plan, just insert me, you know, you know, Dixon just ain't quite the athlete. Olsen is. Certainly doesn't have the speed. But, and so I'm still bearish on picking up Dixon and fantasy games, but he's going to be hit or miss. Actually, what I think bodes well for to me is who you just mentioned, and that's Devin Funchess. You know, KB is going to get his targets. There's just no doubt about that. But Funchess finally played well this past game. Crap, I forgot the box score here. But I want to say he had 4 catches, didn't he?
I think he had 4 catches for about 60 yards.
60 or 70 yards, something like that. Yeah. So, and I recall them being pretty key catches too. It was like converting first downs. Funches, yep, 4 for 68. Damn, we're good. Yep. You said 60. I was like 70. still waiting.
Yeah, but you went over.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's Price is Right type scoring. So you win
the
big prize. Still waiting on McCaffrey to bust out. Boy, teams just seem to be focused on him. And I don't know. I think we're trying to be a little too cute with some of the ways we're getting him the ball. Shit, just let him run off, you know, guard or tackle and just look for a crease. I think he can, you know, work like that.
I thought our run game really missed Ryan Khalil.
Yeah.
Because
he can get to
like,
the second level.
Well, just getting out of the backfield, it looked like the line was not working in good unison. Something was off. They just weren't moving the way they did earlier against San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I wonder,
and, you know,
if maybe it was
props
just
to, you know, the Bills have a pretty stout front line.
Oh yeah, well,
so
if you think about it, last week I said the Bills were a miniature, like a mini Panthers. They had the mobile quarterback, they had the strong defensive line, good linebackers. Secondary might be able to take advantage of them a little bit, but they're getting better. You know, they really were like playing a mirror image of ourselves.
Yeah.
Just on a man-for-man basis, I think the Panthers are a little better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just had plenty of opportunity to put, you know, 20 points or more on the board and just flailed in the red zone. You know, Cam missed a couple when ugly passes, and particularly one to McCaffrey that would have scored there at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. But, you know, I'm going to give him a break. We won. It's coming off his injury.
I mean, for him, it's really – he's after preseason game two, and now he's coming up on preseason game three. You know, there's no four because he never plays in the fourth game anyway. But, you know, he gets three preseason games to get some live action, and then he starts the season. So, hell, he didn't have a preseason. And he's coming off surgery. I think he's just got to get a little confidence in his shoulder.
He had two throws in the preseason, I think.
Yep. So, who was your player of the game?
Peppers.
Yeah, let's give him. I don't have any audio bit. That's not exactly what I'm going for, the type of clapping. I'm a little looking for something that's more like five people, but it'll do for now. Oh, shut up. That's enough. I said that will do. All right. And who are we going to give the toilet flush to?
Oh, no. Let me think for a minute.
You know, I mean, Matt Khalil.
I hate to say
had
it.
A pretty bad
Khalil.
Game. Yeah, me too. I mean, I know it's Ryan's brother. You know, you kind of hate the dog on his brother. But, you know, he did get abused for like four hurries. And
he didn't deal well
which
with
was more
speed.
Than Darrell Williams. But honestly, I would have thought that they were pretty close to each other in performance. But PFF saying Williams only gave up one sack and one hurry. Looks like more than that. But, you know, we tend to remember the bad sometimes. That and the scoring plays.
Eric put out a good piece on the hog mollies talking about that. And I thought Williams played better than most people were giving him credit for. So
who? Williams?
Williams.
Yeah.
And
he might end up at guard.
I thought Matt Khalil got beat by the speed that was on the corner.
Yeah.
You know, they were just going
around
him.
The edge. Yeah.
Right. And then here comes the coach saying, you know, that he didn't believe that Cam was going to be setting so deep, so he was cutting it off early. You know.
I got you.
I have a hard time with that.
You could do something like that.
He had all training camp, and he doesn't know where Cam's going to stand. I mean, Cam didn't play that much.
That's true.
But he was still in there going through the motions at training camp.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame that part.
Going through the motions.
Right.
And I understand game time, you get a little adrenaline instead of taking seven-step drop and being at one point, you might be a yard deeper just from the adrenaline, you know, pumping. I don't know. But
yep.
It sounded like a, you know, mea culpa for somebody.
Yep. All right. Well, I got a number of other callers out here. I see you. I see Josh, John, Kat. Get around to you guys here in just a minute. We're certainly going to talk some fantasy. Since out of my six teams, my CSR one team that I play with old Cat here, my team Totes McCaffrey is like the worst out of all six. It's a terrible team. I had Greg Olson, so I got to figure out what the hell to do with that. But anyway, so we'll be talking some fantasy here in a little bit. But let's see. Let's bring John on the line here. What's up, John?
How you doing tonight, Jackson?
Pretty good.
I was going to be watching the game about an hour ago. I was in enemy territory in Georgia this weekend. I don't know. It's not the end of the world. Let's see what the offensive line does later on. I hope there's a certain amount of confusion from what I saw. Like, who am I supposed to block?
Right. When you got a lineman just standing around looking for someone to block, that's just always bad. You know, that rarely works out for you because that means he got totally fooled. Our line did anyway. And that's usually what Ryan Khalil helps prevent.
What I was wondering about, I noticed Williams did it once and Khalil did a couple times look like they had the line turned to one side to block and then the guy on the outside. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? They look more like confusion than anything on certain occasions.
Yeah.
And, you know, that right there had me a little puzzled. But, you know, Hughes guy was a good pass rusher. He did give him the inside spin, just left him standing.
I'm doing a call-in poll for everyone I get on here. I've asked you this too, GC, but the Rivera 4th-and-1 kick a field goal decision, you agree or disagree?
I agreed with it.
Okay. What about you, John?
I agreed with it.
All right.
You
did
know,
you agree with
if Cam had been playing better, if Cam had been playing better, I might have said go for it. But Cam really hadn't shown any consistency. He just missed the pass to McCaffrey. And we hadn't been penetrating that low line.
I think you're on it, GC. You kind of have to give you a little clap fest for that one there. You know, the fact is, the way Cam airmailed the previous pass, that's kind of how I was saying, just do him, have him jump over the pile type of deal. But, you know, maybe the ankle wouldn't support that. Otherwise, then I'm just like, hand it off to Jonathan Stewart. But run behind Trey Turner. I don't know. You know, actually, and then running over, maybe he's got Larson right there in the middle. He's not trusting the middle of his line, and he's not trusting his quarterback's arm. You know, you just kind of talked me into it there that probably wasn't a bad decision. It just seemed reminiscent of Rivera's bad decision, you know, Mr. Conservative, and, you know, look for ways to lose a game.
You know, it would have been fine with me if they'd have done a quick hitter up in there on the first, second, and third down going for it. Or if it wasn't going well after the first couple of times, why not put somebody like Samuel in there faking a jet sweep and at least getting the defensive line confused? What do we need to do here?
Yeah. Yeah, I think get McCaffrey in space on something like that, or have them both going, you know, crisscross. I don't know. Or just
well, the cop.
The third down play that they called worked, just didn't work because Cam missed a receiver.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking, too, that maybe Cam didn't come back to Rivera and is like, I'm going to score the day. You know, you come back with some confidence and you tell him, hey, I'm just going to go over the top. Rivera probably say yes, but you know, maybe Cam wasn't feeling it either. So I kick the field goal. The defense is playing lights out. And it was still damn close, y'all. Because Zay Jones comes down with that, they get one more play, and I bet they score.
You know, I would have hate to see Cam carry the ball, though.
You're right. It's
we just seen
disaster.
Him.
Could have been.
We'd already seen him once in the game lying on the ground.
That's true. And I was sitting there, get up, Cam.
And, you know, everybody's been talking.
Zay
Jones just missed that pass.
Yeah.
The fourth down at the end of the game. And I put in one of the comment lines, I said, you know, you got to give credit to Panthers' defense, even though he had a chance to score. Number one was the pass was on the inside of the playing field instead of to the outside, and he had to adjust, and that's why he missed it. You look at it, when he was thrown to, he had to try and turn his body around to pick up that pass. That was caused by the pressure that was on the quarterback, on Taylor, when he threw the ball. So, you know, you can't say the defense had a total failure. It ended up working because of the pressure they got on the quarterback. And, you know, I always say everybody has professionals on the football field. Sometimes guys are going to make plays, and sometimes guys are going to make mistakes. The other team is pretty good, too, sometimes.
Yep. Preach it, GC. I totally agree.
I like the Bills' defense front.
Yeah. Oh, I like that safety, Poyer. I know he wasn't drafted.
He was showing
high.
Out.
Yeah, he was. I remember him when he came through in the draft. I don't think he was rated up. I think he was like a mid-rounder, wasn't he?
You know, I don't even remember him. And I'm usually keeping up with those guys pretty good.
Yeah. I don't think it's been that long. He's fairly young. Well, 26. Jordan Poyer. Yeah, he was pretty good. Big guy Williams they got up front. He's pretty damn tough. Of course, Marcel Darius. Actually, it's 2013 draft. I guess it's been a little while. The seventh round. I said, okay. He played well. I was kind of wishing he was in our backfield. All right. Well, John, I got you on the line. Fourth and one. You agree with the field goal?
Yeah. At that point, I did not want to see Cam run the ball until we see that he's healthy. You can't get the points.
Yeah.
Take the points where the defense is playing.
Hey, Josh, I don't know if you're out there, if you're just listening.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. I know sometimes you just chill out and listen, but just thought if you had a opinion on the fourth and one.
I went to the game on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what was the feeling?
Let me tell you, that was the entertainment. That was an entertaining game, let me tell you. It was hot as all get out, and it was just a lot of Bills fans. I was surprised. A lot of Bills fans.
The bar I was at, there was more Bills fans than there were Panther fans. Yeah, they seemed to travel well.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it was hot as hell down there.
Oh, God. The seats were given to us. Yeah, we were four rows behind the bench, so we got to see a lot of stuff up close, which is pretty cool. It was entertaining, I guess you could say, on the defensive side. The defense was playing lights out. And you said something about this earlier. This might be the best Panther defense we've ever had. I don't know. Like the amount of defensive rotations that we're throwing in, especially with Butler and Horton. I mean, that's just, you know, it's just they got a good defensive front, and besides, you know, Taylor getting out and making those big scrambles, I think they didn't really move the ball at all. You know, I was worried about them. My buddy was like,
we held them under 200 yards, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Held them 200. We're averaging 3 points a game, giving up 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's wicked. Yep, 176 yards.
But that last play, to McCaffrey, if Cam would have just stepped up in the pocket, but granted, he'd been getting sacked all day, 6 sacks. He was like, oh, my God, I'm getting killed. But if he just stepped up in that pocket, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It's frustrating to watch because you can see all kinds of stuff develop, but you're like, he's been getting killed all day, so.
You can rattle Cam. If he gets hit enough, he does, you know, he kind of loses that energy and spirit that he usually carries around. You can see it happen sometimes.
And when that play happened, he came back to the bench, and he, you know, all his teammates come around and talk to him. They were like, you know, it's okay. You know, he knew that he had McCaffrey open. So.
He knows he totally blew that. So give me some more. What else you see behind the? Anything else just stick out, or did you think, wow?
Everybody was like, where's Olsen? You know, we didn't really see him get carted off or nothing. And then we were like, damn, here he comes on crutches. What the hell happened? You know, it was one of those, like, you know, what happened to him? You know, it was non-contact.
He's running a route. Non-contact is running down the field. And so he just kind of hobbled off and went straight to the locker room. I could see how if you didn't miss that, you'd be like, what the hell?
I tell you what, though, I am more impressed than I ever been with Benjamin. He showed some toughness this game. He was hurt from that first shot that he took, and he was still catching balls.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a great game.
He was second choice for player of the game.
Mm-hmm.
6 for 7.
And like you said, Plunkett had a good game too.
Yeah. 7 different players caught balls.
7 different players? Okay.
7 different. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to continue my poll here. Charles, you're on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? All right. I don't know if you've been listening. I'm doing the fan poll here. 4th and 1 there at the end. You agree with the decision to kick the field goal?
Oh, man. 4th and 1, I don't agree with it. I think at the time I was thinking that they would have maybe ran it a few times with a fullback or something like that. But I just noticed for whatever reason, we just don't like fullbacks. Like for the past like few years, we just don't use them within our offense consistently. I don't really know why. And I feel like it would really help within our whole run game, but for whatever reason, that's been...
Well, did you hear we promoted Alex Armagh?
Yes,
tight end.
I saw that. And I'm hoping that Shula uses him. Yeah.
I hope he does. I think he will use him, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Maybe that's the door that opens after one closes the GC you were kind of talking about.
Maybe
get the shot.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one person that's with me here. It's Charles on the go for the damn TD.
Yeah.
2-1. I got two
more
calls.
I know the stadium.
So, let me go ahead and get Kat on the line here. Because he needs to talk some smack about fantasy. But 4th and 1, Kat, which way are you leaning?
If Olsen was in the game, I think I would. Because
he
could do that play action. I know.
Yeah.
So other than that, I'd say no.
You could at least just throw the fade to Benjamin, who was probably just chomping at the bit to get the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he's playing right now, he can jump about 12 feet in the air. In spite of those ribs, I'm sure that I guarantee you his ribs been hurting all week. He's still hurting.
Wait, Cam was throwing, he might have had to jump 13 feet in the air.
Yeah. Well played,
McCaffrey.
GC. You earned your second hand clap of the night. Setting records here.
He's on fire.
He's on fire. Go ahead, man.
I think that McCaffrey got out about 12 feet.
Yeah. Oh, that one play, that he shocked the hell out of me. He went up a good 4 feet, I think.
He went up pretty dang high.
Hey, I mean, he did jump pretty high. Like, that was, like, an awesome catch. That was probably, like, one of the best catches within, like, that game. I mean, he got up there and snagged it. I mean, it was
impressed. He was like Spud Webb at the damn dunk contest. he was, man. You're like, whoa! Just think a little guy could jump that damn high. Well.
You know what, I think if Cam can just get a few more reps and as long as he feels comfortable, McCaffrey could be, like, the perfect weapon for him. Like, I think – I don't know. Like, I'm not really against them really feeding him a lot, like, in games. I'm not really, like, against that at all. I mean, I know some people may feel like, well,
yeah,
you know, everyone else isn't – getting light touches. But Olsen, he's out. He's not playing. Dixon, I mean, I don't know. I don't have, like, 100% faith within Dixon that he's going to, like, make, like, the clutch, like, catches. I mean, he could, maybe, but I've just seen him, like, drop balls, you know, like, in the past. So I don't know.
Well, I just don't know our line is going to give Cam that much time for Dixon to set up more than 5 yards off the line. Let's hope he doesn't get as much pressure coming up. I think we have an easier time coming up this Sunday with the Saints. They've been getting ripped up on the defensive side. So all notions that the Saints have gotten better on defense have been dispelled these first 2 weeks. All right. So what else we got going on? So I kind of broke the seal on the Saints there. Everyone predicting a victory. We're at home.
I think so.
I tell you, go ahead, GC.
Did you see where the Saints traded away Stephon Anthony today?
I did see that. Are they disappointed with young Anthony?
I think they're probably disappointed he hadn't been on the field much. You know, he was like on the all-rookie team out of Clemson. He was a first-round pick for them.
Right.
You know, a couple of years ago, and then last year he didn't get to play that much with injuries, and he hadn't played much this year.
He got beat out?
I think he just hadn't been able to stay in practice.
Well,
to get rid of him for like a fifth-round pick when he was a first-round pick, that's tough.
They can't find a linebacker to save their life.
They got A.J.,
A.J. Hawk?
A.J. Klein.
Oh, A.J. Klein. Well, A.J.'s trying. I guess he might be the exception to the rule. But, I guess what I'm looking forward to with the Saints is Julius Peppers used to just torment Drew Brees and the Saints when he was in a Panther uniform. He just seemed to love to sack Drew Brees. So I'm hoping he's going to get another two this week. He certainly looked like he had fun. And, I mean, how about his, you know, we mentioned that he said greatest defense he's ever played on. Came back later, I thought it was pretty funny. So don't take me literally. I don't have all the stats. I thought that was pretty funny. You could tell it wasn't just hyperbole because Peppers isn't really known for that. You know, he's a pretty quiet guy. Keeps a pretty neutral standard type of press conference. So it was interesting.
And, I definitely think he's bad.
Hey, Josh, so you were at the game, right? And so tell me, was there a decent welcome for Peppers when he came out last out of the tunnel?
Yeah, it was. It was really loud. Like you said, there was a lot of Bills fans there, and I was kind of disappointed by that. But like you said, I think they traveled well. It was really, really loud when Peppers was. He was definitely the loudest because everybody's wanting to see him back. You know, and that was Luke's idea anyway. I'm sure you read that. So.
Yeah, I did. Made me a little misty. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to give Peppers credit, too, for making this work. Because he's come in and he hasn't brought up any of the old gripes or anything else. He's been positive the whole time. And that's nice to see because that's not the way he left.
Yeah. No. No, it is kind of cool. He's essentially humbled himself and he's just truly happy to be here. So I'm just happy he's happy. Ellis, win some damn games. Let's go win a Super Bowl without Greg Olsen. Do one for the Olsen. Something like that.
Or, I definitely think he's never played on a team that has as much defensive line talent as us across the board.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably exciting that he's not always getting, you know, double teamed, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. And I think it does speak volumes that as well as Sean McDermott knows our defense, he still couldn't do nothing with it. So in the end, you just got to have the horses. You can try to be as smart as you think you can, but they had their moments, but in the end, there was just a lot of punting going on in this game, by both teams.
I don't have the stats, Jack, but I was going to ask you. From what I saw, Worthy looked pretty good. He looked like he was playing pretty aggressive out there.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. What's the name?
Worley.
Darryl Worley
looked like he had a pretty good
He did not get picked on as much as week one. I'll say that. But I know he made a couple plays. I do recall him. Let's see. Worley had 3 tackles. That's pretty much his only stat. Yeah. But I do think I remember 2 of them. I mean, he played pretty tough. I don't have the stats on if he gave up a lot of points or anything, but he certainly wasn't in the bottom 5 of players for the Panthers.
Right.
So that was encouraging, I think, because he's been picked on in the past. They tried to throw on Bradbury a little bit in this game. I remember that deep ball kind of early that he made a decent play on. So, yeah, Bradbury just continues to impress me. I keep thinking that at any point maybe he's going to finally come back down to earth, but no, I mean, he looks like the real deal. I think he could be just as good as Josh Norman. Not quite there right now, but pretty damn close. Just probably lacks a little more confidence, a little more experience.
He's a lot less of a distraction.
That's for sure. That kind of goes without saying. But, you know, I think Josh finally, he's got what he was looking for. He's got his own little cute commercial where he's tweeting and he could be the big deal that he wanted to be. So hopefully everything works well for him in Washington. I think they're, 1-1?
He's done well for himself for being a kid from Greenwood, South Carolina.
Hey, there ain't no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. But, Redskins are 1-1. So, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say, he's asking about Worley. Thomas Davis, again, has had another stellar game. He's just, you know, Mr. All-American everything. I think probably the most memorable thing about him is hearing him on the sideline in 2015 when he broke his arm in the last game, I think. And they asked him, "Were you going to play?" "Oh, hell yeah, we'll play." or right before the Super Bowl, was it? In the playoffs, he broke it. He was like, "Hell yeah, he played in the Super Bowl with a broken arm. Of course he was going to play." Just love that guy. Peppers.
He's another beneficiary of Norman not being there. He's like in semi-retirement without Norman there having to be talked to.
Yeah. That's right. He doesn't really have any personality disorders to deal with on the defense, does he? I think people
no, he was like his personal on the field trying to keep Norman in the game.
Yeah, trying to keep the 15-yard penalties from happening. He's a soothsayer. Oh, man.
I wanted to bring something up real quick, Jackson. I don't know if y'all had already mentioned it. I missed like the first 10 or 15 minutes of the show, but, you know, I know Cam's missed a few touchdowns so far in two games. I hope most of you guys would agree, probably at least two in the first game with Dixon and the Olsen touchdown.
Yeah.
When he was wide open in the first game. And in this past game, you know, the Benjamin, it was a good play. He still maybe could have brought it in. The Russell Shepard one that, you know, Poyer made a good play on. And then the McCaffrey one. But I'm trying to switch it to where I'm just trying to, I guess, trick my mind and saying at least those opportunities were there to be had. Whereas before, like last year, there was no chance, you know, possible five to six touchdowns were on the table. This year, they're there, and
point.
I'm hoping, you know, the longer in the season that we go, surely it's going to convert just by default. That's kind of what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, what's the difference between last year and this year? They're all worried about McCaffrey coming out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So
and they do seem
up.
Focused on him.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, we're going to see him used as a decoy a lot. But, you know, you bring up a good point. We are driving the football. You know, it's not like we're going three and out and punting a lot. So getting into the red zone, not finishing, and that can be a killer, but, you know, they're still 2-0, so it's, you know, not too late to turn it around. And I think just Cam's got to keep working on his mechanics and getting that shoulder back 100%, getting the confidence back.
Yeah, I guess in short, what I'm saying is, you know, instead of being pissed that we've left five or six touchdowns on the table, I'm glad that we have because that's going to give us an opportunity, you know, longer in the season that we go. And, you know, maybe with Olsen being out, you know, he's not going to be force-feeding Olsen. And it's going to be like that. It's very reminiscent of that 2015 season.
Yeah.
You know, when KB went down,
yeah, that's
Cam
a good
had
point.
To spread it around everywhere. So.
Well, I mean,
looking around at power rankings. Most have us around 12, 13, 2-0, feeling a little disrespected, I guess. 13-11 on one here. So 13-11 and 13. Yep. There's a 16. So I don't know. I don't get too bent out of shape with polls, but that didn't come out right. You know, what these polls are saying. But it's nice to get recognized, but we're just really not playing that well, so I can't really argue with the position. I mean, yeah, the defense has looked lights out, but, man, you know, you scored 9 points. That's, you know, not going to build a lot of confidence. So I'm kind of voting in a little poll here, middle of the pack, 11-18. I'm good with that. We'll sneak up on every damn body. So they got the Chiefs at the top. I really can't disagree with that. The Chiefs have looked pretty damn good so far. And I think the Falcons impressed me. Their offense didn't look like it's lost much. Looks like the exact same damn offense they had last year. And the defense is actually able to get a little bit of pressure. Of course, the Packers' offensive line is a piece of work right at the moment. But now, right now, my early season is it's going to be us fighting the Falcons. They're going to be tough on us.
Did the Falcons lose Beasley?
We can't beat them. Huh?
Did the Falcons lose Beasley the other night?
He was hurt during
the
game, but
did.
I think he ended up coming, didn't he?
I don't think he'd come back.
I think he's going to be out a couple. He's going to be out a little while. Not an IR situation.
Yeah, I think he's going to miss a couple weeks.
I think minimum 4 weeks is what I've seen.
Yeah.
He'll be back by the time we play him.
Yeah, we don't play them until week 9.
9 and 17.
Up. Yeah. Yep, hamstring. See, hamstrings can be a little tricky.
Yep. I was about to say the same thing. That can be a lingering thing.
Yeah, that a month at least. Could be longer, especially with somebody, you know, and hammy is his key to playing linebacker. At a high level, anyway. So, thanks for cheering me up. No, you're right. He'll be back by the time we play him, probably, but, you know, we can hope. I hope he comes back strong next season. He's good. He's finally come around. He's playing well, so I hate it for him. Saints 0-2. They don't look like adding Adrian Peterson's done anything for them. Bucks finally played a game, and they won. I give them props for that victory.
The Saints are only team in the division that has any losses.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. They played the Bears at home. I was thinking they beat the Chargers in L.A., but that was the Dolphins. Getting my Florida teams mixed up here. But, the Packers, I was thinking the Packers were probably the top team in the NFC, but I certainly don't think that now. And I don't believe it's the Cowboys either. So, it's kind of, and it's not the Seahawks. Because, shit, they almost barely beat the 49ers. So,
yeah, but don't tell the media that. But don't tell the media that, because that's still their darlings.
See, listen. Well, they were disrespected kind of like this a little bit all last season. So I think they got a legitimate bitch. I want to be on top because then you got, 14 more weeks and then getting beat on by the media. So they're gonna crumble at some point. It's going to happen.
DVOA says they're not.
It's going to make its mighty comeback as the predictor, DVOA. Offensive DVOA. Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be interesting how these next 3 weeks play out for the Lions. They've got Atlanta and then Minnesota and then us. But the Lions haven't looked bad.
No, they look pretty good. They're putting up some damn points.
I think Minnesota would have beat the Steelers if Bradford was there, personally.
Yeah. We've given up. No surprise. The fewest points in the NFL. Let's see. Who else has just 10 or less? The Ravens have given up 10. The Bucks have only one game under their belt, 7 points. Pretty damn stout. Kicking ass, taking names. Luke and his little choker, neck choker. win. Hopefully it's going to work well for him. Alex Armaugh. I can't wait to see this guy in action.
I was hoping you were going to bring him back up. I'm anxious to see what he's going to do. I'm pretty sure he's probably going to play special teams, but I don't think they would have brought him up unless they had any intentions of him playing a few snaps.
I tell you, I'm just intrigued by that touchdown he scored in the preseason with that kind of that halfback wheel, that wheel route he ran and caught it and just rumbled down the sideline and like a steam engine, and the defensive backs didn't want any piece of it. Like eight half-hearted tackles, like, all right, I'm going to try to push him out of bounds, but I'm not getting in front of those thunder thighs.
He reminds me a lot of old-school Terrell Davis from the Broncos, the running back. Just he's just an all-around football player, kind of like Shaq Thompson, you know, but Terrell Davis never got his start running the ball. I mean, he was just on special teams making a crazy tackle and then, you know, an injury or something like that, and he ends up running the ball and turns out to be pretty good. He's just – Armaugh's just a football player.
Yeah. Yep. Can do a lot of different things. But he showed he's got pretty good hands. So, I mean, shit, that's what our offense needs more than anything is reliable hands. Hey, did y'all see Ted Ginn dropping balls for the Saints? See Drew Brees giving him the damn – the stink eye? Love you. Y'all didn't see that, didn't you?
Loved it.
I was like, that's all right, Drew. We Panther fans know exactly how you're feeling.
You should have looked at the film.
Oh, glad I remembered that. But, yeah, I mean, how did we not know the Patriots were going to tattoo the damn Saints? Well, so, you know, all that speculation. After two games, all the idiots, I need to look up those posts about said we were going to come in last in the damn division.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we can already smack them over the head, can't we, and say, damn, dude, two games, and look how wrong you already are. I mean, come on. I mean, we may not still win 10 games, but I bet we're going to be better than the Saints. God.
And we could potentially have three teams from the NFC South go to the playoffs. I mean, it's not out of the question.
We got to see what the Bucks have, but there's nothing that says they shouldn't win 9 or 10. Couldn't, outside of having to play us and the Falcons. So, that's what's so hard about it is that usually, you know, those interdivisional games, you know, get the third team will get knocked down a few. End up, you know, 8 wins, maybe 9, something like that. We'll see.
Well, I wouldn't start puffing up too much to get to about 10 games in and see what your injuries are.
I just saw the byline in this piece here about Armaugh being promoted. He calls him Armaugh-Geddon. Alex Armageddon. I like that. That's a good fantasy team name. Armageddon.
I like that better than Coach McCaffrey.
I might need to change the name just to change my luck around. So,
I don't get a clap on that, Jackson.
No. It's what you get.
That's the oh shitter on my attaboys.
They do suck, though. God, this team sucks. Let me go ahead and get that over with. So I even looked at your score, Kat. I mean, you probably won, though.
No, I played Eric, a.k.a. Tater, Poetry and Moten.
Poetry and Moten.
We were going, yeah, we were going into the Sunday night game, and he had Matt Ryan, because we were neck and neck going into that game. He had Matt Ryan, and I had Jordy Nelson. So he ended up beating me by 19 points, and I don't know if Nelson would have got me 19 points, but regardless, I took an L. That's only loss I've had in both of my leagues this year.
You could have.
Shut up.
Ah. See, I had somebody walk in my front door, freak me out. let's see. Yeah, I just had a poor show. Hell, I had the lowest score of the damn week. Not even 72 points. God, that's shitty. So, yeah, I got waxed.
Hey, let me ask you a question since I got you on the phone about the waiver wire.
Yeah, go ahead.
I put in for a bit after everybody had done their add and drops on, you know, last Wednesday, and I saw that Tyler Eifert was dropped. And I went to go pick him up, which it should have been free and clear all the way up until, you know, Sunday. And it said Saturday it would let me know if the waiver claim would go through. Well, I didn't get him. Somebody else got him. So if you look at the free agents list that you can pick up, there's a yellow plus sign on them, or there's a green plus sign on them. I guess the ones that are the yellow have to go completely through the waiver wire process. I know once you lose a game, you get priority.
Yeah, it resets every Wednesday morning, and that's how the waivers are processed. So anyone that drops during that process has to – it's usually just a two-day period. Usually I think it's Friday – when you can then claim somebody who's been dropped. But is anyone being held up longer than that? I don't know, unless I'm the one that dropped Tyler Eifert. I've seen enough of the Bengals offense. They can kiss my ass. I want nothing to do with the Bengals except A.J. Green. the rest of it's a shit show.
but once you drop him,
well,
Eifert drop
gets
him
hurt.
I've
had
morning.
Him before. He's hurt
yeah.
all the time.
But once you dropped him, once all the waiver wires go through, shouldn't I be able to go in and pick him up? Because it wouldn't let me.
You should have. So I'll look at some of the settings and just see here.
Now, he was the only one that had a yellow plus sign. All the other tight ends that I wanted to pick up had green plus signs. So I don't know if Yahoo has it ranked where –
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is if he was like on the undroppable list, but he shouldn't have been undroppable.
That's what I was wondering about. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
he might have been
let me. It wouldn't have let me drop him if he was undroppable. So I honestly don't understand unless somebody, you know, maybe somebody else had a waiver wire thing in for him. I don't know. That doesn't. Yeah, I've never seen the yellow sign, so anyone else?
My thing is, it's like you dropped him, and it was at like 4 o'clock in the morning because I was still up. You know, I work third shift. So I went in there and put in a claim for him. But like I said, out of all the tight ends, he was the only one that had a yellow plus sign. All the other ones had a green, so I could have picked up any other ones except for him. I'm wondering if Yahoo has some sort of setting – to where if it's a tight end that's ranked within the top 10 or something like that, you can't pick them up. That's I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Not sure. So I'll have to look at that after the call here. But, so, yeah, I didn't even have a backup damn tight end. I got to pull one off the waiver wire. But, oh, and my damn fantasy assistant, the damn website, told me to start Eli Manning. See, I should have known it was full of shit just right there, right? Instead of Trevor Siemian. Eli puts up 13 points. Siemian puts up 30. Like, you bastards, I'm done with you already. So, so, Kat, you can get Eli Manning. You put a bid on him tomorrow, too.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm trying to quit.
Yeah, so, and then who else? I was ditching Eli because I got Siemian and Dak Prescott, and I'll just go with him. I think Simeon's for real, guys. I don't think it's a fluke. This is fucking throwing the ball well. He's got a good line in front of him.
2 years ago.
He's got a good line in front of him. So, you know, that means a lot. At least a decent line. I'm saying they're the best, but. Here's what else sucks about this lineup is I got DeMarco Murray, who's about to get benched over Derrick Henry, and I got Lamar Miller, who, you know, I don't know why that guy doesn't tear it up, but I guess their line sucks. I don't know. So, and you're welcome for Martavius Bryant. See, I don't ever trade because I never come out on the good of it. But for the, I was like, all right, I'm going to give a trade. I'm going to do this, and I was like, you watch, sure as shit. And so what happens? Sam Bradford's a late freaking scratch. And I was like, okay, well, Diggs is going to suck. Sure enough, 5 points. And then Mark Davis goes off for what, 18 or some shit?
Yeah. Oh, I started Thielen, so I feel your pain, brother. But I'm telling you, if Bradford would have started, they would have beat the Steelers, man. I mean, I think the Vikings are good with Bradford, but there's no telling how long he's going to be out.
Oh, really? Actually, that was something I was going to look into. God, that sucks. Yeah, Brian, 18 points. You need to work. Yeah, you need to sit Thielen down. We'll sit down Diggs.
Yeah, until Bradford gets back for sure. But other than that, both of those guys are ballers.
Yeah. Yeah. Got some Jarvis Landry. I think I'll slide him in there. He caught 13 balls. Holy crap.
I think he was targeted
only had
16
like,
times.
Targeted, yeah. Caught 13 for only 78, but still, that's 20 points. 20-point game for PPR. It's like crazy. This is a happy
thing. You taking notes, buddy?
Yeah, and I got to sit damn DeMarco Murray down. So, hurting in that regard, too. But I guess we go back to the Saints. We can look around the nation here. We've got 20. I always peruse SB Nation's NFL page because they usually have a few funny things up here, too. Is Cowboys kicker Dan Bailey the best player on the team? That cracks me up. He's a good kicker, but if you're just asking that question, that just cracks me up.
I got a question about the last game.
Yeah.
I never really saw – it's hard to see, watching on TV, but I never saw Vernon Butler play much. Does anybody know how he did?
I did not see a grade from him. Did he get dinged up again? I think like I remember.
He played a couple times.
How many? I don't, yeah, he played 13 snaps. The lowest amount of anyone on the defense that did play. So, I mean, he was in the rotation anyway. But he had less snaps than Wes Horton.
I think Butler could turn out to be pretty good if he's healthy. I mean, really good.
Yeah. If he can stay healthy, you're right. Let's see. Kaywon Short had 41 snaps, 76. Followed by Addison with 38. Just looking at the defensive line. Peppers, 32. So, yeah, he's coming off the bench, but he's playing 70% of the snaps. No, 60%. 32 snaps. No. So, I mean, why not let the big dog eat, eh?
I'm ready to see Johnson get a sack. He needs to get his head right. Something.
Yeah, he's not getting graded poorly. You know, his game's usually the run. But, you know, with all the talent around him, he's just got to beat his man. But did you notice that where Peppers was actually scoring from was Johnson's spot?
And yep, so I saw that.
That could be the way the rotation works, is he's going to start rotating up with Johnson instead of Addison. You look at the snaps, and that's what's supported here, because Addison had 38 snaps, the highest of the defensive ends, followed by Peppers, 32, then Johnson with 30. I mean, Peppers played both sides, and I think you're going to see him over there on that left side more often, that when Johnson isn't in there, be Peppers over on that side. I mean, he always played the right side for us before, but he would switch around a little bit. I'm going to say he started on the left side. But, you know, maybe week to week, it's just go with the matchup. Which of these tackles
he's left-handed, you know, kind of like Byron Bell, but it makes more sense for defensive ends that are left-handed, because they can get that swim move and all that stuff with that strong left hand up against their left tackle. So, but yeah, you're right. Normally he would play on the right end, but that's interesting.
Yeah. And KK Short was in for 76%, 41 plays. Star was only in for half the plays. He only had 24 snaps, 44%. With Kyle Love right behind him at 20, and then Butler 13. So we rest. You know, it was hot as shit there, and those dudes, they were having to be hydrated constantly. So I don't know. I think those snap counts, he probably would like Kaywon Short to not play quite as much. But I think for the most part, this was right where he wanted it to be as far as his rotation for Rivera. Defenders who did not leave the field, the two cornerbacks, Bradbury, Worley, Coleman, Davis, Kuechly, and then Adams, which is quite interesting. That Mike Adams, yeah. The whole defensive backfield didn't come off the field.
I think once Butler is completely healthy, I think it's going to take probably, I would guess at least 5 to 8 snaps from Kaywon.
Yeah,
what I'm guessing, because I think
he's maxed out here at his 37%. He had 20 snaps. That was just pretty good number for him, really.
Well, how does that work with Star being in on half the defensive plays, and he's blocking two people? So does that equal 100%?
You know, he should get some extra credit. That's for damn sure. So yeah, I think he's rotating with Love, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Yeah, that
those
works
guys
out.
Need to
just
move in and out
perfect.
More often.
It's 54 total, and when you add Love and Star together, you get 44. So, I don't
they
know.
Probably
I think
had
we
some defensive ends coming in on passing downs.
Yeah. I'll tell you, probably the most impressive thing the defense did was hold McCoy to just such a dismal day. I think they said this was like the worst day of his career. 12 carries, 9 yards.
You gotta love that, man.
He's a damn good running back. But just think about that. We held him to 0.8 yards per carry on 12 touches. Because I think we had like two plays where we got him 5 yards in the backfield. It's like he likes to go out wide, but too damn fast for that.
They like to run a lot of stretch plays with those offensive linemen, and they've got some good offensive linemen too. And we just have fast linebackers. So when you got your four defensive linemen occupying their zone, their space, it makes it hard to get that stretch play off with the linebackers that are as fast as we have.
The Bills' longest play from scrimmage was 15 yards. of course, ours was 24. Our two longest plays were to Devin Funchess. One for 24, one for 21. Look at the Funch.
Wasn't one of them a penalty?
Finally.
One
not
of them
calling
was a penalty,
wasn't it? I think we declined it. Not listing a penalty here when I'm looking at, but maybe they just don't include it.
Well, I was talking about the one that we converted on a second and long, and Darrell Williams got called for a holding and backed it up, and then the very next play, Cam hit Funchess again for like 17 yards, and we only had 2 yards to go, and we ended up converting that. That's the one I think where McCaffrey jumped up and caught that ball.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And Dixon did catch one for 20 yards. That Poyer guy, he's all over. He's all over. How many tackles did he end up with? Damn. Pick him up. He led their team with 11. Back. Tackle. 3 passes. Yeah, shit. Dude had a hell of a game. Still went away with the L, though. just an awesome defensive performance.
It's going to be one of the best defenses that we play in quite a while, I think.
Yeah. So let's talk predictions then for the Saints. We're home. We've seen the Saints get ripped up, their defense anyway. Not sure how they've done on the other side of the ball. When you're 0-2, you kind of don't think they're scoring. But
I think last week they scored like 4.
Yeah, they scored 39 in 2 games, so they're still putting up points. Their defense has given up 65, though. That's tops in the NFL.
Go Saints.
The Vikings and the Patriots, so yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's points four. Shit, the Rams have put up 66 points. Shit. That's just the Raiders, 71. Their offense is finally coming together there. Yeah, that AFC West, man. Three teams, 2-0, and the Chargers, 0-2. They're probably the best 0-2 team out there, actually.
I agree.
Definitely.
Completely.
Better than the Colts, the Browns, or the Jets. And what's wrong
Somebody's
with all three of those
rank
teams? They got no damn
team.
Quarterback. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And none of those teams got a quarterback with Luck out. Yep.
And the Chargers were missing their top cornerback this past week. So that's the only reason why, you know, Landry got off, you know, because Jason Verrett was out. I don't know if you saw that or not. Because I had them in fantasy as far as my defense goes.
Oh, Verrett.
I only got 3 points out of them. But I saw the news late and I was like, screw it. Just going to, you know, leave that defense in there. But, you know, he's a good cornerback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Verrett's, he's probably one of the best in the AFC. Yeah, that's a tough division there. Easily the best division in the NFL. But it was brought up Andrew Luck. I was just thinking over the weekend, you know, I don't know, if somebody was asking for a trade. I was like, you know, I just can't. Find myself to feel bad for Andrew Luck just back from 2012 or, you know, the year we drafted Cam. All the talk about if Luck would have come out, you know, would we have taken him number one? And we kind of took it that when he went back to school, he didn't want to come to the Panthers. Everything's worked out for us because we took Cam and, you know, that's been a good pick. So, I don't know. I just don't feel bad for him, you know. Chose the Colts, in my view. Stick with them. But my top team in the two division conferences, I think it's Chiefs and Falcons right now. And subject to change.
Sadly,
week to week,
I can't
obviously
argue. Yeah, I can't argue that. I love the Chiefs. I think they're doing good. They're playing good ball.
Raiders may be better than them. We'll have to see. They're looking kind of similar statistically. So I don't know how long until they play each other.
Who does the Falcons play this week? Lions?
Lions.
That ought to be a good game.
Yep. That's
Raiders
gonna be a good
play
game
KC
to draw. Who?
Raiders against Kansas City in week 7.
They could both be 6-0.
Raiders got a pretty tough schedule right at this first. They played the easy part. They had Tennessee and the Jets. Then they've got Washington, which is not so bad. But then they've got Denver, Baltimore, the Chargers, and Kansas City right in a row.
Yep.
Yeah, that is tough.
Yeah, Falcons at the Lions, too. That should be interesting. And then the Bucs at the Vikings. Oh, so back on the whole Sam Bradford thing, you think he's going to be out a while? Who was talking about Bradford's knee? How bad is it?
Well, that was me, catastrophe. Well, Coach Zimmer got on there after the game, and, you know, they were asking him, you know, when Bradford, because he tried to go out there, you know, pre-warm-ups and see if he could play. Decision was made to go with Keenum, but he was asked after the game when he was coming back. He said, well, he could be back as early as next week or possibly be back 6 weeks from now. But he's good. That was his response.
Oh.
So take from that what you will, but he's in the
just
game.
Just being a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
That's just being a dick.
I don't think the Steelers look particularly great, and they're 2-0.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Anybody got a prediction? Panthers, Saints?
27-17, Panthers.
27-17. Let me write that down here. All right. Anyone else?
I'm going 24-20.
Let's see what the line is. I'm betting it's 3. Oh, no. We're giving up 5.5. I always wonder where they come up with 5.5. That's just an interesting.
And we're playing at home.
Yeah. Yeah. The Saints usually plays pretty tough. But I'm not feeling so worried this time around. So, yeah, definitely the Panthers. I think they make a little more hay running the ball this time, and keeps the score down a little bit, something like 27-13. Let's do that. Kind of like
I'm hoping the defense makes Drew Brees feel old by the time the second half comes around.
I hope he and Julius get to exchange pleasantries in the backfield over and over.
He'd be like, hey, remember me?
don't ask me to pick you up off the carpet or off the turf anyway.
Start singing a Randy Newman song to him as he goes by, Short People.
Yeah. And, you know, I always like Drew Brees better and out in the open air on grass than I do in a dome on turf. So, all right, anyone else? Who else we got out here? Josh, Kat, Charles.
Yep, all right.
All right, guys. Well, we're down to a minute here, so I appreciate everybody dialing in. And I look forward to our discussion next week as we prepare. Again, not trying to count our chickens here too soon with the Saints, but then's the big daddy with the Patriots. But either way, we'll be talking about what happened Sunday. Next Tuesday, Cat Scratch Radio. Appreciate it, Goose. Kat, Josh, y'all have a good night.
Good night, guys.
You too. See you guys.
All right. Later.